Well, you know what I think. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to deny that.
I do want everyone to feel comfortable. And that's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Please do not go religious.
Somebody's going to hell over there.
He better not.
Even the devil will speak the truth for his own purposes.
This is war.
Accept it.
Back to Jerusalem podcast.
Yeah, I'm back and I'm armed with righteousness.
With your host, Eugene Bach.
He just seems like he's got it all figured out.
He's a righteous dude.
Yep.
Hello and welcome to another Back to Jerusalem podcast. I'm Eugene Bach, your host for this time, and I'm coming to you live on delay from somewhere within the borders of America this time. I'm super excited because I got an old friend on that we've been connected for a while. If you go back to our archives or you've been following us for a while, you'll know exactly who he is. He's been a good friend. He's developed an amazing platform called United Hive. And it's something that we've been excited about from the moment that he first introduced it to us. My good friend Gabe, are you there, bro?
Yes, I am. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for being back on our podcast. I know that it's been a minute since the last time we connected, but really happy to have you back on. I know that you have a new product that's about ready to launch. I want to share that with our audience. But before we do, can you just share a little bit about who you are for those that have, you know, maybe they haven't heard you in our previous podcasts?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, thanks for having me, Eugene. It's always great to chat, man, and reconnect. My name is Gabriel Jackson, and I started United Hive back in late 2018. And so the really high level, the platform is about sharing testimonies, documenting revival, and really everyday stories of Christians, missionaries, evangelists, really everywhere, stepping out in their daily life to share Jesus, to pray for people. So we just capture kind of those everyday moments that I think typically get kind of lost in the weeds of other social media channels. And it's really my heart, Eugene, just to see the body of Christ awakened. The stats around how many people share Jesus are really bad when you look at the numbers. And so we want to change that, and we want to kind of help the body of Christ awaken to what God is doing around the planet. So but outside of just the platform, I was in business full time for 13 years. I worked for a large money management firm, and the Lord gave me the vision for United Hive, and I slowly sort of phased out of my full-time business job and stepped into running and building United Hive full-time. And so I always tell people that, if I can do this and if I can build an app, I am like one of the least maybe tech savvy people that you'll meet. So the Lord loves to use the unlikely and the unqualified because I think it gives him great glory. So that's really the 30,000 foot view. I'm just a normal dude trying to follow what the Lord put in my heart and get this thing into the world.
Love it. I know that I was with you when you were still kind of in between that transition, and you were talking about doing this full time, moving from your full time job, which I mean, I didn't really ask anything. I know nothing. Like, I didn't know what your paycheck was, but I assume like where you lived and everything, it was a lucrative job, and not one to that you were going to, leave and be comfortable. It seemed like there was going to be a transition period of some big bumps. How's that transition been?
Yeah, there have been some bumps, but it's been one of those things. Honestly, I can say I've had no, by God's grace, I've had no moments of regret or
wow, praise God,
like wondering, oh man, I don't know that I should have done this. So the Lord has been so faithful and so gracious to protect my heart. But what I realize is, many people said to me, oh, you just need to step out, and you just need to do this, and the Lord's going to provide everything. And although I believe that, and that's certainly true, the reality is God doesn't always, he doesn't protect us from the journey and the process of growing. And I can tell you that coming from, making a lot of money in finance to then making, nothing, that will test you in a new way that you know, it's easy in theory to talk about, but when all of a sudden you can't rely on steady income, you really see where your faith is, you see where your trust is. And so the Lord's been so faithful. So I'm, you know, my prayer is that the Lord would, you know, that this work that he's doing in me, this preparing and this process of bringing me to a deepening level of trust, that I would fully just yield to that and get there, you know, get there so that we can move on. Because I can tell you, we definitely, you know, we need to build this thing. It does, as you know, Eugene, cost, you know, quite a bit to develop things and build products and keep them growing. And so, you know, the Lord sees that and knows that. And so I'm kind of, I don't want to say hands off the wheel, but, you know, I'm definitely in a zone of trusting the Lord for the daily bread is probably a good way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, when you leave a job and you leave that comfort, you leave that safety, that insurance plan, you really do have to put everything into the Lord. Trust the Lord. That prayer of give us this day our daily bread really becomes something new. I mean, you know, Back to Jerusalem was a and still is a pretty small ministry. But when we first started, my wife and I, we went sometimes half a year with no pay whatsoever, because if the organization paid us our salary or paid us, you know, money or whatever for us to live, it would have gone broke. It wasn't there. So the
exactly,
only way that
yeah.
the only way that we were able to do this is that we believed in something that was greater than our safety net. We believed in something that was greater than what financially looked smart or beneficial. So I mean, I'm very familiar with that place where you and your wife have been living. And so, yeah, kudos to you. What is United Hive? Can you share that with our audience?
Yeah. So, you know, I always like to joke, it's a little bit like a GPS on God, but, you know, and it gets a couple quick chuckles, but, you know, we basically built this app and right now it's all centered around like a Google Map interface. And so Christians, around the world are able to drop, color-coded pins on the map, and those pins all represent different types of testimonies. And we focus on a very particular niche. You know, testimony is a very broad word, but we focus on a particular niche, which is really the evangelistic expression of, you know, the activity in the body of Christ, right? Which is just one sort of subset of stories. So those everyday encounters, Eugene, where we want to see Christians not just living their faith on Sundays, not just living their faith when maybe once a year or twice a year they go do an outreach or they go feed the homeless. Those things are great, but we want to see what are Christians doing when they're at the grocery store? What are Christians doing when they're out on a walk and they interact and they connect with people in the world that are hurting and broken? Are we ambassadors for Christ on a part-time basis or a full-time basis? And so we built this app in such a way that you can share these daily encounters. You can drop these pins on the map, and because, you know, the pins are geotagged on the map, basically any users within a certain radius of you will get automatically notified of that story. So there's an element of, you know, we almost want to, it would be a fun thing, it'd be an exciting thing if Christians were getting so many notifications because God was doing so much in their city that they were getting blown up on their phone. It would be a good problem to have if I was getting calls saying, this app is annoying. I'm getting too many notifications about God doing miracles and God moving in my city. And so we really want that to be something that can encourage Christians in their daily life, right? You know this, and I know that, you know, you write an amazing blog. You're constantly writing, so you're really up on what's happening in culture today. But the reality is we are inundated with negativity. You know, and we all know that bad news sells and fear sells. So from a media perspective, that's what we get fed all day long from basically every other social media outlet or news outlet. And in my heart, it became, man, if Christians could see and just start to understand what God was doing around the world through everyday believers, I believe that there would be a faith, a new level of faith and optimism that would rise in the believer's heart to not feel like they're alone in their city, to not feel like they're the only person at their church, maybe stepping out, to actually see that, you know, people all around them are actually living this and that they can be a part of that community. So that's really at the essence what we, you know, wanted to build. And the second thing that is so near and dear to my heart is just the topic of unity. And, you know, unity to me is not agreeing on everything. You know, that's not really the point of unity. There's always going to be things theologically that people might have differing opinions on. But my heart in building United Hive was, could we create something that would unite Christians around the fact that Jesus is alive, that he is moving in our world today, and that he wants to use normal Christians, you and I, and those that are listening to this, to be his hands and feet? And could we unite around that one thing? And could we celebrate Jesus? Could we celebrate the goodness that he's not left us alone on this planet, but the work of the Holy Spirit continues, and we get to be a part of it. So it's a great honor.
Well, I mean, it's an amazing thing that you've been doing. And from what I understand, you're in several countries. We got people from around the world that are listening to this podcast. What nations are you, or if it's easier, what continents, I guess, are you working in?
Yeah, so we've got about, right now, we've got just under 9,000 stories or so that have been shared on the app in about 40 countries. So, you know, if you download the app, and that's a free download for Apple or for Android, but if you download the app and it loads, you zoom out, and you're going to see these clusters of stories all over the world. So everywhere, Australia, Africa, South America, of course, North America, there's a lot there, and then a lot in Europe. And, you know, we have the app in different languages as well. And on the 30th of this month, we're actually releasing a pretty big update that's going to be really a new look and feel to the app. We want to make it even more engaging. We wanted to make it faster and easier for people to share testimonies. So we've really tried to improve even some of the basic functionality that we have on the app. So I'm excited to get that out there. But we're going to keep expanding the app in terms of languages and access. And so we hope that no matter what country you're in, you'll be able to see other Christians in your country, and you'll see other activity. And if you're if you might be the first user or the first few users in your country, well, get after it and help pioneer it and help be an example and a light for future users in your country to join you. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting how God has taken this, because we haven't had a huge budget for marketing or anything like that. So it's been really fun to see just the organic growth and the organic nature of people getting on there and sharing testimonies.
So what is the actual release that you'll have? This podcast, I think many people, when they hear this podcast, it might be after your release. So I'm assuming they will probably, if they hear this at any time from February 1st onward in 2024, you can basically go and download the United Hive if you don't already have it on your phone. If you do already have it on your phone, I'm assuming that this will be it packaged as an update, or is it a whole new application?
Yeah, so it's just going to be an update for those that already have it, and of course, you know, for those that are new. So anyone, you know, seeing it in the first part of February, if you don't have it, of course, it's all going to look new to you, and you'll have the most updated version. So that'll be great timing.
And what is the update? Like, are there any new whistles and bells that you have? Have you just made it more efficient, faster? You know, are you changing the graphics, or does it have something new for current users that already have it? Is there something that you want to share about it that they can know that this update is going to bring to them?
Yeah, so great question. So we have simplified, like, the process to share a testimony is significantly faster and easier. And so it sounds like such a basic thing, but honestly, you know, for an app that is about sharing testimonies, of course, that should be so fast and really simple and intuitive. So we've really cleaned up the entire app. It's much more modern looking. It's very sleek. It's much faster. And one of the things beyond just the testimony sharing that we've improved is we've actually introduced a kind of a home feed concept. And one of the things I'm really excited about with this one is that we have so much content on the app, like training videos, events, you know, different people that we partner with. And so we want to be able to bring all of that great content into sort of a feed so that it's much easier for our users to see the new stuff, the exciting stuff that's happening around them. So yes, the testimonies, those are always kind of the highest priority for us, but there's all this other content that we want to start kind of feeding our user base and really encourage them in their daily walk, in their journey of stepping out and starting to share Jesus. Maybe for the first time, we want to help be a resource for that. So the home feed is going to be a brand new kind of look and feel. And there's just a lot of new designs, design elements that we've created. But it won't feel like this is a completely new app. It's not meant to feel like that. It's still United Hive. It's still going to look and kind of feel like United Hive, and it still has the mission behind it, but we just cleaned it up quite a bit. So that's the exciting part.
And if people want to learn more, where do they go? Where do they get more information about you, about United Hive, and about this app?
Yeah, so just our website is a great place to start. So it's just UnitedHive.com. So they can go to our website, they can check it out there. They can, you know, download the app from the website as well. That's a really easy way. Of course, going to Apple or the Google Play Store, you can download the free app there. We also, you know, we're on social media and all the typical channels, so people can find us on Instagram. And so we share a lot of content there. And, you know, we're going to be sharing more and more content and releasing more about the app here in the coming weeks, coming days, I should say, leading up to the 30th. And then really, I'd say the biggest thing that I would emphasize, Eugene, is that we've got a huge and very exciting roadmap in 2024 of planned updates. And I won't spoil all the details, but we just have a huge roadmap of things that we think are key features that are going to be game changers for the community and for this for the app. And so I would just say, once people get on here, stick with us as we continue to grow this thing, because we're not stopping anytime soon.
Awesome. I love it, bro. Well, it was great to have you back on here. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing. I love what you stand for and what you're doing with United Hive, how you're making an impact. All of these testimonies coming around from around the world, encouraging the body of Christ in the palm of our hands. I absolutely love it. I think that this is a great way to make everyday saints feel connected to the world body as a whole. And yeah, just really excited about that. If you want to know more, you can go to unitedhive.com. Look up, you can find more information on their website, or you could even just go to your application shop and look up, you know, United Hive and find their app there. So again, that's unitedhive.com. Gabe, so nice to have you with us, bro.
Thank you so much, man. Talk soon.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
And thank Bye-bye. You so much for joining us again for Back to Jerusalem. Again, I'm Eugene Bach, your host for this time, coming to you live on delay from somewhere within the borders of America. God bless.